We welcome you inside the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles defensive lineman Benny Logan. On Sunday, he made his first start of his NFL career. Now, the blood had to be pumping just a little bit, did it not?
Not at all. It
really? Definitely
was, no, it wasn't pumping at all. I was really just, you know, focused on the game plan, just ready to, you know, just to play. I wasn't, you know, all riled up or anything like that. I was just calm and just relaxed.
Did you wonder if you would be all sorts of excited butterflies because of the assignment?
No, not really. Me personally, I don't like to get too worked up before games or anything, because you tend to lose focus quick and forget the your assignment and stuff. So I just always, guys, I would tell me, especially Isaac, he always told me, just relax and just be calm and be yourself. And so that's my thing. That's my thing going to every game, just be relaxed and calm.
But what, also have fun. What is your mental state when the game is on? I mean, you know, you have to have some sort of aggressiveness in your brain.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Aggression, like when the game is on, you know, I'm basically trying to screw the guy in front of me. Every now and then you'll see me talking trash to the offensive lineman or like the running back or something like that. But, you know, I'm just out there having fun most off.
And what is, and keep in mind there are children watching, what is a Benny Logan trash talk example?
Well, this past week we played Oakland Raiders. I was lining up on the center, so a lot of plays, the right guard would come down and try to, you know, knock me over. And I just ask him, that's all you got? You know, you got to come harder than that, you know. I wouldn't mess with guys. Like, try to get in their head and be like, my grandma hit harder than that or something like that.
Old school stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So try to get in their head, you know, just, you know, try to get them, you know, to forget their assignment and stuff like that.
Benny, how much fun are you having? Rookie season, contributing, living in this great city, these great fans. Team is building. You feel the energy. It must be a blast.
Yes, man. I'm having a great time just being, you know, part of Philadelphia Eagles. You know, every time I take the field, it's a great opportunity for me to showcase what I could do. And also, just another opportunity for me to go to battle with the guys, you know, on the field with me. Every day we come to practice, you know, there's abundance. You know, just seeing the team grow, you know, from week to week, continue improving, continue playing as a unit. You know, that's the thing that really, you know, makes me more happy. When everybody and every player is, you know, making plays and just, you know, getting the big play, the sack, the interception, and all like that. Just seeing the team come together as a whole is very exciting.
What is the biggest difference between college football, which in the SEC is as competitive as it gets, college football and the NFL?
I would definitely say the speed. Guys in the NFL are 10 times faster than, you know, college. It's really not far as like speed wise, but everybody know what they're doing. They know their assignment. So once you know your assignment, you know you're supposed to be, everybody's there quickly. Before you know, you know, linebackers here filling in, the safety's coming down, things like that. Offensive linemen are zoning you up because everybody knows the play. They've been working with those guys for years. So they pretty much know, you know, what everybody's capable of doing. And it make it seem like, you know, before the ball even snapped, you know, a guy's already on you. Because of the knowledge that those guys have and how quickly, you know, they know their assignment.
It's interesting. You know, if you are a professional baseball player, you can become a professional when you're 18.
Yeah.
When basketball, you have to spend 1 year in college and then you can go into the NBA if you're good enough. I don't think football is a place where a 18, 19, 20-year-old even wants to be.
No, NFL, no. Yeah, you definitely have to go to college. When I was in high school, I always, you know, one of the, you know, white guys in baseball and basketball, you know, could go to the league, you know, no years or 1 year college ball. Then I realized, you know, you can't make that big jump from high school to NFL. Just the wear and tear on your body, period, you know, the knowledge level. As it go, you got to get the experience in college before you could jump to the NFL, because you'll miss so much in the college experience, you know, from just, you know, learning technique, you know, studying film, just things like that that could carry on to the NFL. So you definitely have to go and get through at least 3 years.
Well, you're playing against men here.
Yeah.
These are grown men here who, yeah. Who's kind of been an influence? I know Isaac was.
I would have to say the whole D-line. It's just not one particular person. I was close with Isaac. I'm close with Sedge, but everybody in the defensive line room, from rookies all the way up, you know, everybody in the defensive line room, you know, give me advice, you know, critique me on things I need to correct and work on. And just even during the game this past week, my first start as my first NFL start, and Fletcher Cox, you know, just came to me, you know, before he broke the huddle, you know, it's on me now. You know, just go out here and just do what I could do, you know, accept the challenge and just be yourself. You know, that's something, you know, to help keep me calm and relaxed. Also, just know that those guys also, you know, have faith in me and believe me also. And they really makes me not want to let those guys down when I'm playing.
Ben, do you have any doubt that that you are on the road to where you want to be as far as a player?
Yes. I got to continue, you know, being more consistent, continue making steps forward. And I can't go backwards, you know. Right now, you know, I'm in a great position, you know, a position that I want to be in. So now I just got to continue just working hard every day, continue making steps forward, continue learning from my mistakes. Because I don't make mistakes, you know, I'm not going to have a perfect game. I don't think nobody going to have a perfect game. But something I always told, you know, when you make mistakes, make them full speed and just learn from next time. And so that's something I continue to do every week, go in the film room, correct my mistakes, and just get ready for the next week.
What's your body weight these days? What do you play at?
I'm 305, but if you add my beard, I'm 310.
The beard is impressive. Does the beard ever come off?
No.
Is the beard something you've been growing since? Did you have in your high school picture?
No.
Okay, high school, I was going to say, I mean, he's some kind of freak with a big old beard in high school.
No, high school, you know, it was growing, but high school, I kind of had like a baby face. And in college, I think my second year of college, me and Michael Brockers and a couple guys started growing our beards and stuff. And so they were really, you know.
Is it just because the ladies like it now? Is it or you think it makes you fierce? Or
I think ladies like it a little, you know, but it's something, you know, I just like. And I kind of got this image now with a beard, and you know, it won't look right for me to cut it off.
Right, right. And well, so, it is part of what you are.
So, what is, in Philly, everybody in Philly has beards.
Yes.
So, hey.
How have you enjoyed Philadelphia, your first experience here?
First experience, I'm enjoying it all. Yeah. The city is a great, a lot of history, a lot of different places you could go to, just adventure, a lot of things to do and see in the city of Philadelphia. I'm enjoying, you know, it still got a lot of places I want to go see in Philadelphia, but I'm slowly making myself around the city.
They don't give you much time to go out and enjoy things,
nah,
do they?
Nah.
Yeah. Football is all business.
Exactly. By the time I get home, I'm watching TV, playing the game, and before you know, it's time for me to shower and go to bed.
Hey, on Sunday, the Green Bay Packers, outstanding running game, Benny. Eddie Lacy and James Starks, and everybody expects them to try to establish the run. And as a defensive lineman, you must be like, bring it on. This is going to be fun.
I mean, that's, you know, something we thrive off of every day of practice. Wednesday, we call out no run day. You know, that's when we really just focus on stopping the run, because we feel like it starts Wednesday. Well, it actually starts Tuesday for us. When we get in, you know, we watch film, learn from our mistakes, correct those. But then we start game planning for our next opponent. So it starts Tuesday, but Wednesday is a fully, you know, hard workload week. So it stopped the run Wednesday. So we just go in, you know, hit the sleds, you know, work on hand placement, getting our hands on the offensive lineman at practice. So when it comes Sunday, it's automatic to us. We don't have to, you know, think about it. It's just something that you do automatically. And that's what we really focus on Wednesday.
Eddie Lacy, not bad. No. You know him from Alabama.
Yeah.
I was talking to a couple of the linemen. Damian Square was saying that he felt he was, in college, he would have called him a speed guy.
Yeah.
In the NFL, he's now a power running back. What is he?
In college, he was more of a combination of speed and power.
Is that because he's faster than guys who aren't good enough to be in the NFL?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. But he was just quick on his feet.
Okay.
In college. In college, he gave you a lot of spin moves, jukes moves, and also give you power. Now you watch film on, he's more north to south guy. Downhill, run behind his pass. He's not going to make too many cuts on anything. He's going to run you over, pretty much. That's what his mindset is, to run you over. We watch film, two and three guys, you know, try to tackle him. You know, they miss tackles. And you see on film, also, when you hit a guy, you know, you see like paint chippings come off the helmets and things like that. Seemed like he more explosive and more powerful now that he's in the NFL, and we know that we got the game tackle him.
Yeah. You got to go in there going, just be ready for the physical match.
Yeah, we have to get him and hit him hard, wear him out. You got to wear him down. You don't want to let him get that momentum, keep on running pound to pound. You have to deliver blow on him also. So.
Yeah, well, hey, man, good luck.
Appreciate it.
Go get him. I'm glad things are going well, Benny.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks for joining us. Benny Logan in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.